When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Yes, 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 yes. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. I'm Brian Baldinger, and this is the best football show. It's one of a kind. You can find me all over social media. Pick a platform. I'm on it. Twitter, X, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. And you can find this where you get your audio, where you get your apps from. You can download this free Odyssey app. Like it, subscribe to it, grow it, and wish the whole world a Merry Christmas. Let's get to the news. Let's get to the news. I mean, nobody picked Michael Penix Jr. going to Atlanta with the 8th pick last year except me. I'm a Michael Penix fan. And anybody that watches him play is going to be a fan. And I said weeks ago, before Atlanta went to Minnesota, that they had to make a change at quarterback if they were truly interested in winning the NFC South. Well, you know, they got a win against the Raiders. That was good. Kirk Cousins threw a touchdown pass for the first time in a month. That was good. But it's not like he's in a slump. He's not in a slump. This is, I think, what Kirk Cousins is. And sometimes Arthur Blank wrote a big check for Kirk Cousins to come to Atlanta, 4-year contract, something Minnesota wasn't willing to do. But I know the Atlanta Falcons. I used to work for the Falcons. I announced their preseason games when Matt Ryan was there and Mike Smith was the coach. For years, I did their games. Probably 5 or 6 years, I did them. And I know Arthur Blank, the owner. And I say this to the Falcons. I say this to Arthur. I say it to coaches there. I say it to Raheem Morris. The only times the Falcons have been relevant is when they had Mike Vick and when they had Matt Ryan in their primes, when they were both really great players. That's when Atlanta gets excited. Otherwise, Atlanta is a college football town. It's a high school football town. It's a great football town. But it's not a great Falcon town if the quarterbacks aren't playing well and the teams aren't winning. Just didn't. Go to that Georgia Dome. Like, go to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's a great stadium. But it's not juiced when the quarterback isn't playing good and not winning games. So Michael Penix Jr. yesterday gets elevated to starting quarterback. And I'm just going to tell you, like, I've seen clips of him in practice. I can't air them because it's proprietary information for the Falcons. But I've watched him throw it in practice. I mean, you're gonna hear guys now, you know, especially if he plays well on Sunday. And they got to win their last three, you know, to have a chance. Right now, they are behind the Bucs by a game, 8-6 and 7-7. The Bucs have to lose one, and the Falcons have to win all three. And the Falcons can win the division. Now, both teams have winnable games. The Falcons have beaten the Bucs twice. In fact, the only times the Falcons have scored more than 30 points in a game this year is in their two games against the Bucs. And in those two games, honestly, it was Kirk Cousins' two best games. He threw 8 touchdowns and 1 interception. And I love Kirk Cousins. I love the guy personally. I love the way he's competed in this league since he came in the league with RG3. And I'm not here to bash Kirk Cousins, but he's not playing well. And you can see even the sacks against the Raiders. Like when the wall started to cave in, like he could not get away. And I remember talking to Michael Penix Jr. on one of my podcasts during the draft process. And you know, he was a pocket quarterback at Washington, and you know, he didn't run very much. And I thought he was like, you know, a guy that could run a 40 in like the low 4.6s. Maybe not as fast as Russell Wilson, but, you know, and not as fast as Lamar, but, you know, I thought he could run respectively, you know, to get away from. And I asked him that question. So you're going to, because he was getting ready to do a pro day, and he was going to run a 40 and all this stuff. And I said, so, Mike, you're going to run like in a 4.6s? He just laughed at me, and he goes, man, I'll be in the 4.4s. And sure enough, he ran a 4.48. Like, he's elite, an elite athlete, but smart and a big cannon of an arm. I'm anxious to see, because last week, outside on Monday night against the Raiders, outside of the one pump and dump touchdown to Drake London, they couldn't get the ball down the field. And if you can't get chunk plays in the passing game in this league right now, you almost can't win big games. You need those plays. You need to get Darnell Mooney down the field. You need to get Drake down the field. I think Michael Penix can do that. I'm anxious to see. Now, it's his first start. Okay, I get it. But you don't know what you're going to get. But I have a feeling he's going to play really well. He's going to give that team a lift. Maybe I'm back here next week eating my words, and I'll eat my words if he doesn't play well. But what I saw in practice and the clips I've seen, the ball's getting down the field with touch, accuracy, and the ball spins. So anyways, that's the big news. And look, it's not an easy decision. You pay Kirk Cousins guaranteed money like they did. It was pretty much to get the Atlanta Falcons to the playoffs and win playoff games. They thought they had everything else. And look, Bijan had a great game Monday night. He probably had his best game of the season. They ran the ball excellent. Any quarterback would love the running game that the Falcons gave Kirk Cousins. The only thing I'd say, though, and it's a little bit weird to me, Kirk Cousins has largely been an under-center quarterback. At least a good, you know, not more than 50%, but a good chunk to be able to get play-action passes and get the ball down the field. They are largely a shotgun-driven team. Maybe that's good for Michael. We'll see. He's left-handed. Maybe he wants to see the blitzes and all that stuff. We'll see. But I didn't think that was the great fit for Kirk Cousins. All right, let's stay in the NFC South, because I saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday, and the way that they're running the football. Here's the thing, and I was telling this to people in Philadelphia, because, you know, Philadelphia's, their fans are saying, okay, where are the challenges coming from in the playoffs? Detroit, Minnesota for sure. Green Bay, they played them week one in Brazil. It was a heck of a game. But nobody was saying any other team. I'm like, you can't count the Bucs out. The Bucs beat the Eagles this year. In fact, they destroyed them. Now, things have changed. Eagles had a bye week after they beat them week four. They kind of revitalized the offense and run first, play action. Defense really came on, made some changes on defense. Like, they're a much improved team from week four. So I'm not saying that. But, you know, the Bucs beat them in the playoffs last year. They beat them Jalen Hurts' first year in the playoffs. They've had their number. And I think that if they would meet in the playoffs, I feel like Todd Bowles feels like there's things he can do from a pressure standpoint that would bother Jalen Hurts. The other thing is, you know, I know they had a ton of injuries in the secondary, Jamel Dean, Antoine Winfield, and they're all wiped out. Winfield's out now. But if you go to a Buck practice and you look at their corners, they look like forwards in basketball. I mean, Jamel Dean and Zion McCollum are big guys. When they went and beat Detroit this year, and think about it, they beat Detroit. They beat Philadelphia. They went to L.A. and beat the Chargers. They've got some good resume wins. So a couple things. One, they've got corners that can match up in Philadelphia or match up against anybody. When they want to blitz and they want to go man, they could do that. They're going to get some of their healthier edge guys back. Joe Troyanka, you know, played last week. You know, he's back. But, you know, Yaya Diaby's been in and out. He'll be back. So, like, and then you're looking at the emergence of the rookie Jalen McMillan. There was a big buzz of Jalen coming out of training camp in Tampa this year. Big buzz. And he was having great days of practice. And then, you know, Godwin, Evans, Kate Otten, you know, he was sort of forgotten about. And then, you know, you had the injuries both to Evans and to Godwin. And Godwin's out for a season. And at least last 3 weeks, Jalen McMillan's coming on. Like he's they're calling his number and he's delivering. So anyways, I feel like the Bucs are in the driver's seat. I feel like they can win their last three. They got Dallas. It's not going to be an easy game by any stretch. But I feel like their run game. And the other thing about the Bucs is Baker's a gunslinger. But Baker will throw interceptions. Has he thrown five in the last 3 weeks? Something like that. But regardless, the interceptions don't bother Baker. They just don't. The guy's, he's just wired like a gunslinger. Like he's going to keep firing. He's like Larry Bird. Larry Bird used to shoot to get hot and shoot to stay hot. Shoot to get hot, shoot to stay hot. That's Baker. Like he's going to keep firing. So he went to Detroit last year in the playoffs, you know, beat the Eagles, went to Detroit, gave him a hell of a game. Great game into the fourth quarter. Like he kept firing. So, and I think I like a quarterback that plays fearless like Baker, especially in the playoffs. All right, let's go to the NFC West, because with Seattle's loss, the Rams win, Arizona's win, it's bunched up. I feel like the 49ers are out, and I don't want to preclude. Could they win three in a row? They could. But regardless, you know, like I feel like the Rams, you know, they're getting hot right now like they did last year. They won six of the last seven last year, and the game they lost down the stretch was in Baltimore, and they lost, I think, in overtime. And that was the best team in the AFC. So, in the AFC at that time, they were the number one seed. So, anyways, I feel like the Rams, they've got Puka back. They've got Cooper back. It could go with Atwell and DeMarcus Robinson. But the big thing is, they're riding Kyren Williams. 29 carries in each of the last two games. Like, that guy is a volume runner. You can't fatigue him. He's an every down player. Like Blake Corum is fine as a backup to give him a blow. But if it takes handing off to Kyren Williams to just stay on schedule, get their play action passing game going, you know, score in the red zone with Kyren. I think he's got, what, 11, 12 touchdown runs right now. He is a great player. And these young kids on defense just keep – I feel like the Rams have the inside track right now. Even though Arizona, Seattle are right there, I feel like the Rams have the inside track to winning that division. Let's go to Minnesota and what Sam Darnold is doing, because Minnesota has a decision to make. The 49ers have a decision to make. Last year, Sam Darnold played for the 49ers. Now, he got a chance in preseason to play a little bit, played week 18 last year. I think he learned a lot. I think he learned a lot about what it's like to be in a great organization like San Francisco is. To go to Minnesota, which is a great organization with really smart people, you know, in the personnel office, head coach, coaching staff, not many better combinations right now than Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores. Not many combinations better than that. They lead the league in interceptions, all this stuff. But Sam has had some great days. And really, Minnesota doesn't have to make any decision right now. There's no pressure to make a decision. Let's put a contract in front of Sam right now. They don't have to do that. You know, they've got McCarthy coming back from injury. They've got options. He was the number one pick for a reason. They've got options. But really what they get to do is play this all the way out. So I'm just playing, you know, backroom general manager. I'm the biggest fan there is of San Francisco's quarterback. And I have defended him repeatedly for 3.5 years. And you can't watch Brock Purdy and not be impressed. Now, he has not played great this year. Now, pieces are falling on, you know, around him. They're falling down. But every quarterback suffers. Look at Jalen Hurts this year when they lost A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, every quarterback falls when they lose their stars, okay? I don't care who it is. Everybody needs a supporting cast. Every quarterback needs the best possible ingredients around. The Vikings lose a great left tackle for the season. They trade for Cam Robinson. Now, you need to constantly build around the quarterback. But they have a decision to make. Jed York, John Lynch, you know, it might take $60 million a year to get Brock Purdy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a big price, and you're not sure. Like, he had a shoulder injury this year. He had, you know, the elbow injury 2 years ago in a playoff game. You know, and he's not the biggest guy. So the only thing I'm saying is, Sam Darnold is going to be in demand, period. Could you take, because finances play a role in all this stuff with quarterbacks, could you take a lesser contract and give it Sam Darnold in San Francisco? Or pick a spot that needs a quarterback right now. It could be Carolina. It could be New Orleans. You go around the league. There's places that need quarterbacks, right? The Jets, the Giants might both need quarterbacks. Like, Sam Darnold is going to be in demand. And maybe that demand drives his price up. But if you're in San Francisco and you say, can you take a cheaper, less expensive, and I don't know if that's the case or not, Sam Darnold versus, you know, top of the tier Brock Purdy, it's a conversation. I'm not advocating either one. I'm just saying Minnesota doesn't have to make a decision until the season's over. And, you know, maybe at that point, you know, things become a little bit more clear about what direction San Francisco wants to go and the opportunities for Sam Darnold. But it's a conversation. It's a conversation that you should have in San Francisco that Minnesota will have. And if Sam finishes and they, I don't know, number one seed, win playoff games, go deep with Sam, it might be a no-brainer what they do. So anyways, that's been the Best Football Show. I will be back on Friday breaking down Thursday Night Football and looking into Week 16 in the National Football League. And to everybody out there, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to everybody that watches and pays attention and follows, which I know you are, the Best Football Show.